West Coast 93.1. Never have I ever. I just like saying that phrase because it gets you nervous. Never have I ever. Never have I ever. Believe it or not, never have I ever gone to the movies with my partner, with my current partner.
Okay. That's not exciting.
But think about that. That's the because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have obviously been to the movies with your partners.
Yeah. But like, really, I don't know the last movie I went to with Rachel.
Yeah, no, neither like, do I.
Probably
really?
5 years ago.
Yeah, mine is probably longer because I hate going. Well, I don't know.
Why do you hate the movies?
It's a waste of money.
You really took the winds out of this sale.
It's a waste of money. It's like, oh, let me go spend $100 on microwave popcorn and a movie that I can like watch. I don't know.
You're being the Facebook complainer again.
I'm sorry.
This is exactly.
So you've never gone to the movies with your partner, and you know anyone else not experienced that? I don't go to the movies; it's too expensive. I don't like movies. You're the Facebook Karen.
I just like to get.
I don't like the movies.
I mean, I don't have to like everything.
Who wants to sit still for 2 hours? Doesn't the house
popcorn
have to be clean?
Popcorn sucks, too.
Can I tell you what? I can't sit still for two
popcorn
hours. That's
bloats
another reason
me.
Why. Oh, it does bloat me. And then I feel like I just wasted 1,000 calories. I could have had a delicious cheeseburger and french fries, but instead
you
I had popcorn.
You know how much those sodas are?
Oh, my
Screw
God.
That.
$25,
of course,
right?
Tightwad Todd, I knew.
I was just throwing a softball to Karen over there. She hit it out of the park.
Oh, man.
79 Coast, or go on our Facebook page. You and your relationship, you and your partner, every other couple has done this, but you have not. Okay.
There's a lot of things.
No, hold on.
That could be inserted here.
Hold on.
Let me
like that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's you too. No.
No joke intended
that was
there.
Not the direction I was intending.
We have never... I'm not saying anything.
Right?
I just want to be clear. This was supposed to be an innocent segment.
Thank you, Todd. Todd's protecting me now.
This is impossible to be innocent with
this
question. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, but I thought of it because someone was saying we're going to the movies. We haven't been to the movies in a year. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she said, yeah, I went to the movies with my husband. We haven't done that in over a year. And I thought, oh, that's funny. I've never gone to the movies with Tim. And I could probably think of another... you know, list of things that we haven't done because we met during the pandemic, you know, but I bet there are also things that it's like, these are things that couples do, but for some reason you just haven't in your relationship. It was supposed to be a cleaner version of the never have I
and
ever.
And it's going
to
stay clean because I'm saying
squeaky
zip,
clean.
Boo,
well, you
ow,
have
I
to say something.
Okay, true. I think Jay and I've done it all.
Everything, Kelly?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, shoot me a text on that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you let me know what's on your list.
ew,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What have we never done? I can't get my head out of that place. I can't.
It is really difficult.
I'm literally trying, and I'm like, I can't get it out. I can't.
Now I'm afraid to answer the phone because I don't even know where people are going to go on the phone calls.
Well, they're going where you brought us, Papa.
Right.
Did we have? Is this on Facebook? 79 Coast 792-6278.
Not yet.
Okay. So, well, I don't trust the phone. Hello. What's your name?
You're funny right now.
What's your name?
Yep. See? Told you.
Don't trust him. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Cassidy.
Cassidy, you know you're on a radio show that children listen to, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Cassidy. Mm. You sound trustworthy. So,
I work with kids, so yeah.
You do? Oh,
thank
Perfect.
God.
Perfect.
Okay.
Gosh.
So, Cassidy.
I would say that ours would be not going to a concert, which is one of my favorite things, but we started dating right before the pandemic also, and we haven't been to a concert together.
There's another one. I've never been to a concert with Tim, my partner. We both love concerts.
Okay, drink.
Well, I'm bringing my boyfriend to a Dead & Company show, and I think he is going to absolutely hate it, but I'm dragging him along. We either love or hate jam bands, right? So we'll find out.
What is his musical taste?
More like rap and like mainstream stuff. So
oh yeah, the Dead and Company, not really anything in common with rap. Yeah,
it's like one giant song throughout the whole concert.
Right, so, it just kind of keeps going, and you kind of roll through it, and you know, enjoy whatever substance you brought.
Exactly. I was gonna say, at least he can enjoy that. So.
Right. That's
there
true.
You go.
You got that in common. That's why
it's legal now.
So well.
I'm just saying it's legal. So
yeah.
I forgot. What the kids? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, that's okay.
You work with children. Yes,
it's
of course.
Fine.
Right.
It's fine. You're in a safe place.
No, we were talking about lollipops and you know, snacks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gummy brownies.
Gummy bears and cookies and brownies. Yeah.
I love coloring.
All right, Cassidy. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Right, bye.
By the way, I let her go. But I have to say, I love that she's a Dead and Company fan, but listens to our show.
Yeah, like, I know.
We could not be farther from Dead and Company.
No.
You know? Mm. 79 Coast, if you have something that's okay. Let me give this person another shot. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name is Melba.
Melba. Oh. Now, again, Melba, you know I love you, but don't forget, this is a family show.
I'm keeping it clean, I promise.
Okay,
okay,
Melba.
I trust her.
So something that you haven't done in your relationship that you think most other couples have?
We've been together for 30 years, and I've never regretted a day of it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, wait, do I drink or
answer?
Not do I drink?
And yeah. I've never regretted
never,
a day.
Ever regret?
Celebrate my happiness. You
yeah, that's good.
Oh,
that's a good.
She's been happy this
every
whole
other
time.
Couple regrets something about them, but she's
Max?
Been happy the whole time. I love how she said something really sweet, and we all went.
Well, I thought there was more coming.
Okay, no,
that's nice, Melba.
That's nice, Melba. We love that.
I love it too. Seriously, he's the best thing that ever happened to me.
You're so sweet.
Man, you're
drink
making me
up.
Feel like crap.
I know, God, yep. I'm a terrible wife.
He makes, right. If I even say. Oh, for instance, what I wouldn't give to have a wishing well out in my front yard to put pretty flowers in. And I come home, and what's he doing? Building me a wishing well for my front yard.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow.
How do we get more of him?
Man, Jay is such a jerk.
You know, he's one of a kind. He's one of a kind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what every listener right now is saying. Wow. How do you get a...
Yeah.
I don't even want a wishing well. I just want the dishes in the dishwasher!
I mean, if that laundry...
We won't
the knife sticking
dishes.
Up, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We won't talk about dishes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on.
We found
hold on a minute. There's
a chink in the armor.
There's a crack in your veneer there, Melba.
No. He kills all my spiders. He reaches things on the top shelf. He empties the garbage. He does all the things that I don't do. So
does he hang up his wet towels when he gets out of the shower?
Yes, he does. He even folds his dirty clothes.
Can you have him show Tim? All right, Melba, we love you. Have a great morning.
Love you, too. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.